That's what my mama can't eat, so they make her sick.
Well, ooh, I like them.
I like them too.
Ooh, I need a pound.
I love them. I really like them.
When we go to Ross's, we always know we're going to get shrimp.
Yeah. That's good. Well, now this is about different insects. Now there's one that'll come in and always get around the light all the time at
night.
That's
a moth.
And now, is that the same that'll get in your clothes and things?
No, I don't think so. Now these old kind, you know, flies around the doors and the dab in when you open the doors. They're just an old something like an old butterfly, only they're less.
But they're not the same kind that gets in your clothes. Well,
no.
Have you ever had that to happen? They'll get in your clothes?
Oh, a few times I've had them to gnaw holes in the clothes, but not very many times.
But that would be a moth.
Yeah, they're called moths.
But
now whether they fly or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're the same or not.
I just don't know. I couldn't say.
Now that thing that flies around has a light in its tail.
Oh, that's a lightning bug.
Now this one, it's got a long, thin body, and you used to see them a lot around ponds, and sometimes people say that it's a sign that snakes are nearby when they...
A snake doctor,
see
they
those.
Call them?
Yeah. Now,
a dragonfly.
Yeah.
They go with them. Each goes by, I mean, they go by the same name. It's the same thing, but they're called dragonflies and snake doctors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the different kinds of insects that'll sting you around here.
Well, they have the bees and the bumblebees, the wasp and the hornet and the dirt daubers, and yellow jackets. And that's six different kinds that I know of that'll sting.
Yeah, now those little old things that fly around at night and bite you.
Oh, Lord, them little black gnats.
Yeah, well, I didn't know gnats would do that.
They'll eat you up if you get a place where it's infested with them.
What about mosquitoes? You have those around here?
Yeah. I had them here bad last year. I haven't had any this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had them bad last year. That pond down there is where
they'll
I get
them.
Yeah, that's where I get them. That little pond down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about those little old things that get in your skin? You know, when you walk, if you walk outside in the high grass or in everything, they just itch real bad. Little old things.
Chiggers.
Just bite you all off.
Lord, and how they make you eat.
I know, and that makes you itch to think about it. I don't even like to think about those. Now, those things that some of them are green and some of them are brown, and they hop along in the grass.
It's grasshoppers.
And then, small little fish that they would use for bait.
Well, see, now, what are they called? Minnows.
Yeah, and what a spider spins.
Webs?
Now, would you call it the same thing on the inside of a house as you would on the outside? If it would
be the same thing,
I
don't see where there'd be any difference in it.
It'd probably be the same. Now, the part of a tree that's underneath the ground.
That's the roots.
And a kind of tree that people would tap for syrup.
That's sugar maple.
Do they have those in there?
I don't reckon. I don't know. Never know of any here.
They had. What about this would be a kind of shade tree that's got broad leaves on it, and then it's got little knobs on it, and it's got a real tough wood on it. That I don't know if you have it any up here.
I don't think there's any. I don't know of anything like that grows.
Well, I was thinking of like a